Soul Talk Podcast is your guide to all things wellness. On this podcast, you'll find many episodes with the scope and focus on health, wellness, and life. Welcome to episode 39 of Soul Talk Podcast. It's me, Carla, a wee solo episode just for you today. Thought it would be a nice episode to talk about winter, the coldness and the dullness and the darkness of winter. Because I was teaching this week and the theme of the practice, I teach at Studio 52 in Belfast. And if you ever want to join a class, you could always follow me on Instagram. Have a wee nosy when the classes are. And drop in anytime, book online, whatever. But yeah, I always do a theme. Well, most yoga teachers do always do a theme. So there's always kind of like a theme. And my theme of this week has been winter and winter rest, essentially, because it's not officially winter yet, right? So it's not officially winter until the 21st of December, and I'm talking northern hemisphere, because obviously in the southern hemisphere we're fast approaching summer. My brother lives in Australia, so I'm very jealous that it's looking very hot over there at the minute. But it's very, very cold here in Ireland, like super, super, super cold, freezing, frosty, icy. I think it actually snowed a bit today. I'm recording this on the 1st of December, actually, so 20 days until it's officially winter, and I just don't know how much darker and colder it could actually possibly get. But yeah, so in the practice this week, it was kind of like a winter reset, and I was guiding the students, yoga practitioners in my class to connect with themselves as we come into this crazy time of the year, right? So it's so weird, and just in my opinion, and I'm sure a lot of other people's opinions as well, we just have it all wrong. So we're going into cold, dark days, nights, really short days, really long nights, and it's quite confusing, because it then also becomes this time where we're expected to over socialize and go out and party and see people. And you know, I think that comes with, you know, obviously the festivities, so Christmas. But Christmas does take up, you know, a lot of the attention in winter. And the theme of the practice was basically just encouraging people to connect with themselves and set intentions as we move in closer to winter, and also to be aware of the over socializing that comes up, you know, with Christmas do's and Christmas markets and Christmas coffee catch ups and all the rest of it. And it's sort of a time where we really need to work really hard at managing our energy and setting our boundaries. So learning to say no. My partner actually is a prime example of somebody who has about a million Christmas do's every year, because he's involved in, you know, different jobs and, you know, different clubs and things like that with football and whatever. And it makes me dizzy. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how you can do that, because I definitely could not do that. But I've kind of become the queen of saying no, and it's great. Still a long way to go. I'm still a massive people pleaser, obviously. But yeah, so the winter, it just really got me thinking. I thought, I think I need to share an episode on this. Because I really did find myself ranting in the class the other night, as I do. And, you know, as I say, we haven't actually reached winter solstice yet. So officially winter on winter solstice, which is the 21st of December here in the Northern Hemisphere. But it's so cold. It's getting so dark. The Christmas market is here in Belfast. Christmas dews are in full swing, sparkles everywhere, and, you know, all the annual Christmas get-togethers are happening and all the rest of it. And I love Christmas, don't get me wrong, I absolutely love it, but I always feel a sense of dread at this time of the year. I just hate the thought of it being so cold. I hate when the footpaths are slippy and I can't get my morning walks. I hate going out and socialising over Christmas. Not hate, that's a strong word, but like, it really puts me off, you know, the thought of being out in the cold, can't get taxis home, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, do people actually enjoy this stuff? Serious question. If you do enjoy being out in the freezing cold and not being able to get home in a taxi, I would like to hear from you. I'm just having a wee cup of cacao. But yeah, so the festivities are beginning, and it's maybe not winter as such that's the problem. Maybe it's the demands around Christmas socialising. But also we see the pressure and the demands around the new year as well. So it kind of is different things throughout winter that actually make it such a hectic time of the year, and it should be the complete opposite. So it's kind of the time of the year where we're really supposed to be going inward, and there's many different aspects of what winter actually stands for. And two of the main aspects of winter is rest and death. Not in a scurry way, but in a, I mean, like, we see death in nature. We see autumn preparing us for the death in winter, as the autumn leaves fall from the trees and the flowers are no longer blooming and the harvesting of fruit stops and crops. And I think I'm gonna say, you know, we see it in the animals too, like the birth of baby lambs and foals and stuff like that stops. And, you know, we know that hunter-gatherers and how they lived, you know, they used autumn to gather up their resources and their food and their insulation so that they could rest and stay warm and eat during the winter. Because winter is the time of rest, you know, resources are limited. Many of the, like, look at all the animals that actually go into winter hibernation. And so this is the time of the year where we really should be resting so that we can come back in the springtime brighter, you know, longer days, and begin again. The hunter-gatherers also obviously lost daylight in the winter, and therefore they couldn't hunt and harvest and all the rest of it. And farmers work around this type of schedule too. We see this in nature as well with the flowers, as I was saying. We also see this in the female menstrual cycle. The winter in the female menstrual cycle represents the bleed. So this represents the period. And this is the phase where we release, let go, go inward, nurture ourselves, seek out our support system, feed ourselves with what we need, and prepare to start again in spring, which in the menstrual cycle is our inner spring is pre-ovulation. So, and I do a lot of work around the female menstrual cycle and living cyclically, and going hell for leather in winter is the absolute opposite of my teachings and lots of other teachings that are out there. But yeah, and then as you know, as some of you know, I've been embarking on my Celtic Wheel program as well for the last almost 12 months. So it's been pretty eye-opening too. And the Celtic Wheel doesn't take our new year as we see it on the 1st of January every year into consideration. So the Celtic New Year is actually Samhain, and that's when it's just after autumn equinox and just before summer solstice, so we've passed Samhain. It's this dark sort of time where everything's getting really darker. We're going into the darker half of the year. It's traditionally recognized around the 1st of November, and this is what we consider in the Celtic teachings to be the Celtic New Year. The Celtic traditions have been long followed by pagans, and still are very much followed now, and that's kind of where I'm at on my journey. Then if we look at the astrological New Year, so the Julian calendar, the new year in the astrological calendar is considered to be when the first sign of the zodiac, which is Aries, starts a new cycle. So April, on the Aries, well, spring equinox basically, and there's usually like a new moon in Aries around that time as well. So because we actually follow the Gregorian calendar, and that's where the 1st of January came in as being like the start of the new year. We've only actually been as a civilization been following that calendar for the last 600 years or so, from the 1500s anyway. Really wanted to record this episode to encourage you to think about how you behave in winter, what demands are placed on you in the winter, what people expect of you, what you expect of other people, what you expect of yourself. And you usually find around this time of the year that you're like completely exhausted as well, because you know, you are being called to go inward, you are being called to slow down. And with the society that we live in a, you know, it's a huge there's a huge expectation to just keep going and just get on with it. And there's obviously a lot of demands with regards to our working culture. You know, we work around the clock, lots of demand from our bosses and things like that. And so how can you slow down whenever there's no element in our lives of living cyclically? There's no element in our lives of going with the seasons. You know, we just have it all wrong. It's like, you know, you just work all year round, you just go hell for leather all year round. You take a 2-week holiday in the summer and you go away into the sun and whatever. But really, it's winter that is the time to be resting. And I've been kind of stuck in this wee phase of going, right, because I've just actually went self-employed, and I'm like, right, okay. Things have definitely slowed down a wee bit in the last, I can feel, probably since autumn equinox, Samhain type time. So like late September, October. And I know that there's a lot coming up at this time for me to work on and heal through so that I can create and move forward. And I know this, and I learn this, and I work through this with the help of my spiritual support and mentor Lee, who's so self-mastery. I think I mentioned Lee on every single episode I do. But the purpose of this episode is just to get you thinking about where you can begin to say no and set boundaries in wintertime. And you know, we look at the likes of the, you know, the diets and personal trainers and gyms and, you know, get back into shape after Christmas, you know, new year, new me, all this kind of stuff. And it's just pressure, pressure, pressure. I just feel like whenever Christmas is over and it's, you know, getting back to work in January, getting back into routine in January, doesn't have to be so aggressive, because we're still very much in that deep dark winter place, and we really should be taking the time to honour the seasons and to honour ourselves and to honor what we actually need at this time. So I'm gonna guide you into if you want to stay, I want to be guided through a little bit of a meditation, or you know, it's kind of more like prompting you with a few wee journaling prompts. But now you can stay with your eyes open and you can grab a journal and you can journal away to some of the questions that I'm going to ask you. Or you can lie down, get into a relaxation position, and maybe light a wee candle, get a quiet space, just give yourself a few moments here. So let you get comfortable when you're ready. I'm just going to ask you to, if you're getting into the meditation, just close down your eyes. In fact, everyone just close down your eyes for now, even if you're going to open the journal in a wee moment. Close down your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Bring one hand onto your heart space and one hand onto your belly. And just breathe in. Nice big deep breath in through the nose. Nice big long loud exhale through the mouth. We'll do this 3 times, so twice more, breathing in. Last time, breathing in. Breathing out. Nice. And just really tuning into yourself and how you're feeling right now. Notice how your body feels. Notice any thoughts in the mind. And just asking yourself, into yourself or journaling now on your page, where could I slow down? Where could I slow down? And then asking yourself, what can you release? What can you release this winter? And finally, just asking yourself, where can you let go? Or what can you let go of? What needs to be shed? And just ask to be shown that in your meditation, or be guided to it in your writing, if you're journaling. I'm going to leave you here to stay with the meditation a bit longer if you want, or to keep journaling. As I said, I obviously offer yoga classes. No matter where you are in the world, you can work with me. So I do online work for people who live not beside me. I also do online work for people who don't want to do in person, who do live beside me. I do one-to-one Reiki sessions. I do one-to-one yoga. I do group yoga in person. I do online classes in blocks or sometimes on demand. And I work with women to help them to live more cyclically and honor their menstrual cycles, which I mentioned a wee bit in this episode, but there's a lot more on that. Check out a few of my previous episodes on that information as well. And if you would like to get in touch, I am all things Carla on Instagram, or you can email me at carla@wildflow.co. Thank you so much, and please look after yourself this winter.